A humanitarian agency warns that millions of people in West Africa are facing a food crisis. Oxfam is calling on donors to take immediate action. Oxfam's regional humanitarian coordinator, Noelle Arenas, says there's no time to waste.
We are talking about January, February, so this is why we need to respond now.
People in Mauritania, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Chad are said to be particularly at risk. Arena says the Sahel region often experiences cycles of drought and floods, causing food insecurity. And while that didn't happen this year, the region did face a combination of problems.
We had a very bad rain season, of which most of the rural populations depend, in the Sahel region. We had very few rains, very badly spread over the territory, and at the same time, we had an increase in prices in the market. So what happens is that the local populations are facing the double challenge of low production and increasing prices, so less access to the markets.
Oxfam says cereal production fell this year and describes national food reserves as dangerously low. That's caused a jump in prices. Food is available at some markets, but people simply can't afford to buy it. Arena says when that happens, giving money is better than food aid.
So in these cases, we promote the use of cash transfer. So on one side, we help households to access their food requirements, and at the same time, we support markets and local economy.
Oxfam says regional governments have already recognized the problem. It's calling on them to provide cash transfers and feed for livestock, while preparing to distribute emergency food aid. But the agency's regional coordinator says international donors need to act now as well.
Our message would be that the international community can still avoid the worst if we act together now. We know from past crises that acting too late costs far more in lost lives and livelihoods, and it's more expensive.
Oxfam says it's concentrating on food security, water and sanitation, and advocacy to help deal with the situation. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.